Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Before we do anything, I'd like to sing happy birthday to Mike Mayock. You guys ready? Happy birthday to you.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
The Brian Schottenheimer press conference.
Thank you, Lando. It is the sweet spot at Cowboys training camp. Thanks to Kobe Durant for sitting down with us yesterday. To George for hanging out with us twice today. Corby, yeah. The hard line.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we will have another player man at 155, yeah. And we will live rent-free at 215. So whatever is rent-free in your head, give us an email, rentfree1310@gmail.com. And at 255, Jayshon Barham.
Pikemano Eatsy's Market of Bakery brings you Monty.
Thank you, Ham. Thank you for the give-up name. I am going to say hello right back to the hard line. Bob Corby, Dave.
Bob Corby.
Dave. We're still down Bob.
Oh.
But he'll be here.
I just left Bob. Him on the sidelines, and then he got intercepted by Jubb, and they started high-fiving, talking about chicks. So,
yeah. Planning the Super Bowl parade.
Tonight? I don't know, man. Are you? I don't know. You want a double team?
I call dibs.
Eiffel Tower, bro.
Kind of feel like I need to plow through that.
I got dibs, bro. Well, while they figure that out, we will be about our merry way. Merry way. Whatever.
Our
today.
Way. Hey, guys.
Hey, Barry.
Barry.
Is Tuesday, August 4th, the 216th day of 2026. 149 days are left in the year. It is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Okay.
Solid.
Mm-hmm.
And National Night Out Day.
Fag.
So go have a good time.
National
what do you mean?
Night Out Day.
Yeah. Night Out like you're going out at night or night like a night of the round table?
No.
No,
like you're going to go out at night.
Okay.
Or yeah. It's a gay night.
Or you spend a night out of the clock.
Okay.
Gay.
Like Bud Night, who's now transitioning.
Huh.
Into Bud Light.
Just
he's
like
transitioning
that,
into Bud Light.
Looks gay.
Oh.
Oh, hey, Bob.
Does that mean he's going to get shot by
Sorry
Kid Rock?
Sorry we bothered your practice.
Hey, now.
Bob.
Hey, now.
He had to meet Caleb Downs in the hole in the Oklahoma drill.
You know what I determined is that most of those guys out there
meet him in the hole
bigger than me. I would be a small NFLer.
Really? Why is
really,
that?
Why is that? Say something racial there.
Yeah, now the Deuce Vaughn's no longer on the roster.
Yeah. Oh,
you're
man.
You're probably not bigger than anybody
what?
Out there.
We need another little person.
After back-to-back 2,000-yard seasons, they cut him?
How could
well,
they at that age?
I thought he was a Nepo baby that couldn't be cut.
Right.
That might have been a pump and dump by Corby Industries.
Look.
We need him back.
Give him 300 carries.
He's playing for the Orlando Storm. Let's go get
is
him.
Is that a WNBA team?
Does sound like a WNBA team.
Would he be the shortest guy on the WNBA team? They got like 4 foot people, don't they?
Yeah, that's the average height.
The average height of the WNBA players, 4 foot one.
It's not
the all trans team.
He could go in the supplemental draft.
Not first round, though. On this date in the year 1892, Lizzie Borden's father and stepmother are murdered with an axe in Fall River, Massachusetts.
Not cool, man.
Well, we're getting the exact number of
but she didn't
wax
do it.
Here. She would be arrested, tried, and later acquitted.
Because the glove didn't fit.
No.
That's the subject of the next Ryan Murphy American Horror Story.
Actually, she claimed that she had an axe wound herself, and she showed the court, and she was acquitted.
How could they blame her? She was blind, deaf, and dumb.
Yeah, and the attorney asked her, are you sure that's not a hatchet wound?
That was Anne Frank, Corby.
Yeah, and she had that diary.
Right.
Could everybody just calm down?
And then she flew solo mission, like right over
never
the ocean
made it back.
No, I never found her.
And then they burned her at the stake.
And then they did. Put a big A on her.
Then she got traded for the Lord of War or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, no.
The Lord of War.
Great movie.
The Merchant of Death.
Yeah.
The Lord of War.
You're thinking Gods of War. May your hammer be mighty. Gods of War.
Well, to make it even more confusing, on this date in 1944, Anne Frank arrested in Amsterdam by German security police following a tip from an informer.
Yeah.
Dang it.
What did they arrest her for?
I know something.
Being
right down there.
Be Jewish.
Look in the wall.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Come on.
Right there.
Whoa.
Hey, under the floor. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
In 1984, Carl Lewis wins the 100 meters in Los Angeles in 9.9 seconds, the first of nine Olympic gold medals for Mr. Lewis.
He also sang the national anthem that day.
Mm-hmm. Nailed it.
I will never forget where I was watching that race live.
At home on your couch?
Fake.
I was there.
Yes, I was at home. There's really no follow-up to the story.
Getting puked on?
It was just a big moment. Yeah, my dad was still puking on me.
It was like the scene from Family Guy where they can't stop.
Yeah.
In the year 2007, Barry Bonds ties Hank Aaron's 33-year-old MLB home run record with 755. Little did he know he'll face Mike Bassett in the coming days.
Oh, so Bassett didn't serve up that meatball. It was the next one?
It was the actual record breaker. Yeah, this was just the tying home run.
So he's out there pumping 84.
Yeah.
Really raring back. In the year 2015, Miss Piggy and Kermit the Frog announced the end of their relationship on Twitter.
Please respect our privacy.
Yeah, they had to go to the notes app.
Yeah, once that video got out, there was just no reconciliation to be had.
God, was that the best day?
Once she got a look at something bigger than a frog D.
I mean, why would he put up with that?
Right.
Yeah, why would he agree to be a cuck for like 50
years?
Yeah,
you deserve better, King.
It was dynamite.
That's got to be Dynamite Pete.
Right. She's on the Miss Piggy scale.
What does P stand for?
And by P, I mean Piggy.
Right.
She was looking for one of those corkscrews.
Yes. We're now welcomed by Donovan Lewis and Gordon Keith.
Good afternoon, Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Oh.
Hello, Donovan. It's our beach buddies.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, I haven't heard from you since Bad Radio with Double D's. How's it been going?
That's been going well. Thank you very much for asking. It's great to be back.
Hello,
Line 4 guy.
Donovan?
That's right, Twig. You're right.
Donovan, what are you doing here?
I don't know. I'm just having fun. Thank you.
Ham and I say hi as well, Donnie.
Oh, you big dog is cool.
Who's this?
I'm sorry?
You're even less.
Were you a big dog in school?
That's... Barely having a pulse, Donnie, asking a casual question.
What are you, class president, man?
He's on the deathbed. Just
what are we doing?
You got one more.
It doesn't sound like
Wake
that.
You've turned him
you
into...
You can't even move your mouth because you're so casual.
I'm just so cool, man.
So late.
Were you a big
him
dog
into pulmonary embolism, Donovan. Just laying there.
Donnie,
do you want some food?
Do you have anything to say okay, before we unplug you?
No, you can have president, man.
I don't know, Donnie. It really doesn't matter.
Pudding?
Doesn't.
Did you say pudding?
Longer. We got to go. Visiting hours are ending.
You turned him into a rib cucumber.
What are you accomplishing, your turn?
I never really had a term, Donnie. Just go to sleep. Just close your eyes. Just walk towards Jesus. He's here for you now.
We're going to get you your droid oil bath and recharge you, and you'll be fine in the morning.
Do you mind if I shut down now?
Well, goodbye, Donovan.
I'm done. Yes, I'm gone.
And in 2022, a Russian court sentences WNBA star Brittany Griner to 9 years in prison for drug smuggling. Claims that she is being used as a pawn between the U.S. and Russia.
So she's still over there, huh?
Yeah. No, she's back.
We got her back in the trade.
She just filed for divorce with her wife.
She was gay?
Yeah.
She did.
Who was she married to?
That person's lesbian.
Ooh. Another WNBAer.
Getting to a thruple with Paige and Azzy?
Who's that, Sean? Miss Piggy.
Azzy? Who is Azzy?
Azzy.
Oh, Azzy.
Donovan was asking me why there is a high percentage of lesbians in the WNBA.
I did not.
And why is it higher than the percentage of gay men in the NBA?
We've never had that conversation.
Dude, where are you going with this?
What?
He was asking that on the way over today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a more accurate comparison is lesbians WNBA to gays and figure skating.
Why is that a more apt comparison?
I think he's correct. I back him up.
Dave.
Okay, still I'm asking.
Let's do some research. Yeah, once you look it up.
Do your own research.
Right? Fauci. Are there gay guys in figure skating?
Yes, Tommy Tompkins, there are.
Yes.
That Johnny Weir, who is he?
He's a hockey player.
Yeah.
He was an enforcer on some hockey team, I remember.
Would he last long in the NHL?
Point of night guy.
No, I don't think so.
But could they even touch him?
Yeah.
Could they get him against the boards? Because as soon as they'll try to...
No, they can ice skate too.
Triple axel.
He's doing flips.
Man, he may score 55 in the NHL.
I don't think
so. It's
like that documentary Mighty Ducks where he had the figures here.
Kenny Wu.
It was great. He just goes five hole every time.
So they had a guy that was a figure skater in Mighty Ducks, like one of the later ones?
It was the second one. It was a girl, right?
No, it was a... Little Asian kid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Gosh, that's offensive.
Whoa.
Why?
A little
he was
Asian
tiny?
That happened to be a kid.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
And they could do like all the flips and turns.
Yeah,
and
like a Lutz.
Right.
Yeah.
Triple axel. All Asians can do that, Corby.
This one could.
Yeah. So now in my head, all of them can.
And you're Asian, so you can say it.
Yeah.
P1 birthdays.
Deal with it. I am one of you.
Happy birthday to Matt Makuta, a.k.a. Cooter, from the Bucket Boys.
Johnny's partner.
The Cooter.
Corby knows how to move like water.
Good afternoon, Senor Monty. Today is the 30th birthday of my primo, Nene Piojos. He's just 10 years away from being a man. He was not woken up in that special way today because he sprained his wrist at the gym a couple days ago. Leaders are Davey's debit card numbers engraved in his doo-doo underwear.
Wait, why couldn't he be woken up in that special way?
I guess he had to help out a little bit.
For the head pushing?
Right. Drop request, what's in Norm's underwear followed by a stermgasm?
Hey, line four guy.
Hey, Norm. What?
Guess what I have in my underwear.
I don't know.
Stunning.
Oh,
whereas Evel Knievel would pull off.
He leaned into that one, too.
Hey, Monto, shout out to the diarrhea of the day explosive birthday. Rajinder Karsh is 52.
Yeah.
Leader Craig Rosengarten for the way he deliberately creates e-brakes for a quarter century. In order to publicize his two-hour Sunday morning show.
Saturday.
Huh? He said Sunday. Drop request for Ham to play Dookie in My Pants as a return cut during today's hardline from Samadhi.
Dookie, dookie-dee.
John Riggins is 77 today.
Greatness.
Here you go.
The Diesel.
The Roger, Big Ragu.
The Red Rocket Clemens, 64.
Red...
Remember when he was dating like the 16-year-old country singer and nobody cared?
Mindy McCready?
Yeah.
It's a different
time. Scotty McCreary.
He's like 2005.
Oh.
It was Mitch McConnell.
Jeff Gordon, 55.
Hello.
Brock Burke, 30.
Brock Burke.
Former Ranger.
Turning 71 today, Billy Bob Thornton.
Greatness.
Okay, picks with friends payoff. You have to dress like Billy Bob Thornton.
A little overrated, but on Sling Blade alone, he's greatness.
How is he overrated?
Number one!
He's great in Fargo.
Yeah, he's great in Fargo.
That. What's the TV show
and
he's
then
on
And all
now?
The other things.
Landman.
I've seen it in
Bad
clips.
Grant or
and he looks great in that.
Have
I haven't watched
him
the full
on
episode
Fargo?
Yet.
What is it he says in Monsters Ball? I can't remember.
Well, he didn't say anything.
Oh.
It was Halle Berry.
It was
a request
say?
She made.
Proclaiming.
What did she request?
Well.
Make me feel good.
Oh, boy, it's Halle Berry right here in the, in the tent. And I watched that movie with my mom.
God, dude.
You did?
It's the worst story of all time.
Why'd you insist on that, you freak?
Our old program director, Bruce Gilbert, watched Fargo with his parents.
No, he didn't. He watched Chasing Amy with his in-laws.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Gosh. You just
saw
the Fargo with his parents.
You just saw the anatomy of a Corby made-up story.
I watched
just
Fargo.
Changed out the scenario and the movie.
Yeah. I watched Fargo with my dad, and he walked out. That's
and then
what
he puked
was.
On you.
Okay. During the... The four,
my dad
the
didn't
four
understand
way.
The finger cuffs from Chase and Amy.
While he's rubbing you out,
sounds the lamp and Aunt Carrie, and boy,
how that
it's just kid stuff.
She wasn't ready for Migs.
I said I can smell your lunch.
Who'd you watch Happiness with?
Everyone,
Gordon,
whoever would watch.
Gordon made us.
Hey,
watch
look,
it.
Freaking VCR was pushed around 1,000 times.
I was always suckering people into watching
you
that.
Always
hey,
had it.
Will you watch this documentary? It's on the subject that you really love.
Oh, yeah. Just being happy.
Put it in. I'd say, well, you get to the good part.
He had a VCR and a TV cart like a substitute teacher.
Always.
Just wheel it in.
He always had it with him.
It's got Philip Seymour Hoffman in it. You're
you know, I got the postcard from that movie.
This was about the late 70s Cowboys. What? I don't know. You haven't seen Gordon walk in from his car every day
obviously.
With his VCR cart. You haven't lived.
Meghan Markle, 45.
Hey, we just talked about her.
Lady Meghan Markle. Yeah. Greta Gerwig, 43.
Barbie.
I think I
Chet Hanks, 36.
AIDS.
Taking a Fargo.
And Shane Hawkins is 20.
Shane
of Taylor.
Hawkins.
Of Taylor's genitals.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Little Foo Fighter.
Didn't he fill in for his dad at some gig or play?
He did. He did.
Did he die?
We're doing famous people's kids.
He had to tug on him.
What if he's the Foo Fighters drummer?
Pick birthdays or pick games next year.
Pick birthdays.
Turning 26 today, Corby.
Up against girls, kids.
It's a big birthday for Corby. It's Autumn Falls' birthday.
Oh, my girl.
Yeah.
Who is that?
She's an adult film star that Corby retweets.
What has she been in?
What's her famous?
She's been in 258 total films.
All right, name half of them.
I'll give you three.
Okay.
She was in Lick It Good 1-8.
Dun, 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 dun.
How do they have enough material to do that many sequels?
That's like a Stallone run.
She was in Inside Her Trading.
Inside Her Trading. Okay.
And The Seaman Sirens of the High Seas.
They have those?
Yeah, that was
basically the Odyssey, right?
The Odyssey, yeah.
Born This Day Now Dead.
Because they had to plug their ears.
Mm-hmm. With what?
With wax.
Mm-hmm.
Clara Peller, who is the Where's the Beef lady.
Where's the beef?
Hubba Hubba. Richard Belzer.
Bells.
SVU.
Dead. Of death.
Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton. Did he invent the famous marching implement?
I went to his cafe in New York. Yes, I did.
Three.
And
you're
Louis
welcome,
Armstrong. Down the stage, still clothes, dead.
Not two.
Marilyn Monroe.
What twists and turns will this story take us on, Donovan?
Oh, you don't know the half of it.
And you're done.
Oh! Shut it down! Oh, no! Let's go home!
Yeah.
Hi, Justin.
Hi, David.
Hi, Ford.
Broadcasting live
from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station.